Good morning, it's time for the K-State Research and Extension Report, and joining us this morning is Meredith Jean, Extension District Family and Consumer Sciences Agent, Kathy Gall. Good morning, Kathy.
Good morning, how are you?
I'm doing good. You know, we rolled through September, and we talked about Medicare last time you were on, and we're going to continue talking about that, as I'm sure that's been a lot of what you've been talking over the last couple of weeks.
Absolutely. With Medicare open enrollment time here, a lot of what I'm doing out and about in the community is talking to folks about the importance of reading that annual notice of change that we talked about last time I was on the radio, but also the importance of comparing both your Medicare Advantage plans as well as your standard Part D standalone prescription drug plans. So I wanted to get a little bit of insight on the drug plans and what some of the things we're looking at for next year. There are 12 Medicare prescription drug plans being offered this year in Kansas. And when we look at the plans and compare them, our deductibles for 2026 range from $0 to the maximum of $615. And we've had a chance to review the plans, and unfortunately, I hate to be the bearer of bad news on this front, but the bulk of the Medicare drug plans for next year do have that maximum $615 deductible. Now, that doesn't mean that every single medication that you take applies to the deductible on some of the plans. If you're on a generic drug, a lower cost drug in that tier one level, for example, lots of times those drugs are not costing us a whole lot of money, but we see that the majority of the plans have moved to that maximum allowed. Out of the 12 plans, all but four have that maximum deductible. The other thing that we're seeing in the plans this year is an increase in premiums. And the premiums range from $0 a month, which was a plan that we had last year, has continued into this year at $0 premium, on up to the highest premium this year being $147 a month for 2026. That particular plan and one other plan, the premium jumped by $50 a month. So I cannot stress again how important it is for us to review our plans each month or each year. When we look at premiums for the other plans, seven plans increased their premiums from 2025 to 2026. But on the good side, four plans actually decreased the amount of their premium. So that's a little bit of good news in the Medicare standalone drug plan front. Other thing that we want to take into consideration for next year is there are three plans that will no longer be available. So these are Medicare Part D plans that were available in 2025 but will not be here for 2026. The first one of those is a WellCare plan, and WellCare has more than one plan in the market, so the specific plan name is WellCare Medicare RX Value Plus. So if you have that plan, the early indicators are telling us that WellCare is going to move you into one of their other two plans that are available in the market. That could mean a difference in your premium as well as a difference in your drug copays and your drug costs. So if you're in that plan, it is extremely important that you review to make sure that new plan works for you. And then Cigna is leaving the Medicare drug plan market. There were two Cigna plans last year, the Cigna Healthcare Extra RX plan and the Cigna Healthcare Saver RX plan. The early indicators are telling us that those two Cigna plans are being moved to a plan offered by HealthSpring Assurance. So there again, if you're in an existing Medicare Part D standalone drug plan with Cigna, you are another group that absolutely needs to review your prescription drug plan coverage for next year. So everybody should review. I can't stress that enough. What we've been told by the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid is that on average across the United States, about 66% of individuals who are on a standalone drug plan can save money by switching plans for next year. And we are in our office, we offer the service to compare your plans and assist you in enrolling in a new Part D drug plan. That's a service that we provide free of charge. We offer it in both our Mound City office as well as in our Paola office. And then we have remote sites throughout open enrollment. We'll be in Lewisburg one day. We'll be in Lacine 2 days. We'll be in Osawatomie 1 day. So we try to be out in the community to be convenient for people. If you would like assistance with comparing your drug plan, there is an intake form that you need to fill out, and that form is available online at meridazine.kstate.edu, or you can have us email it to you, or you can pick one up at our offices in Mound City or Paola. And then once you turn that form in to us, so we do some of the back-end work of plan comparison, and then we'll give you a call and set an appointment for you to come in and visit with us. But it is a service provided free of charge through our offices at the Meridazine Extension District. If you've got questions, feel free to give me a call, 913-294-4306.
Yeah, make sure you guys are informed and well prepared. And she does just that. Coming up Monday or tomorrow morning at 6:40, Frontier Extension District Crop Production and Farm Management Agent Ryan Schaub.